Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, and then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again.
A pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Cameron Saunders, Assistant Priest at the Parish of Christ the King in Ridgeland Park West on the island of New Providence. Today the Church celebrates the life and witness of St. Luke the Evangelist, and on this day I was ordained a deacon at the Parish Church of St. Ambrose, where a community of Anglicans gathers, built on the site of the former Trinity Church, where 100 years prior, a community of freed slaves from the free slave village of Carmichael would have gathered for worship and the sacraments. In this diocese, we also pray for the Reverend Allison Dean and the people of St. Luke, Rock Sound, as well as for the hospitals, doctors, and surgeons in our diocese, our hospital chaplains, particularly Captain Canon Sebastian Campbell, responsible for the Princess Margaret Hospital and its chapel of St. Luke. Let us pray. Almighty God, who inspired your servant Luke, the physician, to set forth in the gospel the love and healing power of your Son, graciously continue in your church this love and power to heal, to the praise and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. Taken from our Eucharistic readings for today, Luke 4, 14 through 21. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Here ends the lesson. In our Gospel for today, we hear the story of Jesus' beginning of his ministry as he begins his ministry in the town of Nazareth. After Jesus returned from being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, Luke records him as being full of the Spirit, going to Galilee and his hometown of Nazareth to officially begin his ministry. It is believed that Luke, the gospel writer, was a doctor and Gentile or non-Jew convert to Christianity. The gift of God, the Holy Spirit, is very important in Luke's writing, both in the gospel and the book of Acts, as it was in his day a key sign and guarantee of the authenticity of conversion and welcome into the body of Christ. Here in the Gospel reading for today, we hear the story of Jesus' debut. Jesus finds in the writings of Isaiah, the section today referred to as chapter 61, verses 1 through 2, as well as a line from chapter 58. And Jesus stands and reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I believe Luke included this narrative to emphasize to other believers the effect of Jesus' salvation, causing the poor to rejoice, release to the captives, recovery and renewal, all enabled by God the Holy Spirit. Just as these words were initially written for the ancient Israelites, they spoke to the Jews in Nazareth in Jesus' day, and they speak to us today, some 2,000 years later. These words speak of a God who redeems and rescues, who renews and recovers, who restores and reassigns, and who calls the unworthy into relationship and into the ministry of reconciliation. A God who redefines and realigns our reality. So as you contemplate and commemorate Luke, evangelist, doctor, historian, let us be encouraged to improve our trust and our love of God for God. Luke found the powerful and perfect gospel of grace. Luke found welcome and communion. Luke found pardon and peace. So may we find these things anew today in our hearing of Luke, of the gospel according to Luke. And like him, let us join Jesus in the work of God that was begun, and so continue a work of healing and redemption of the world around us. Amen. As we pray for doctors and nurses on this day particularly, let us also pray for the victims of addiction. O Blessed Father, you ministered to all who came to you. Look with compassion upon all who through addiction have lost their health and freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove from them the fears that beset them. Strengthen them in the work of their recovery. And to those who care for them, give patient understanding and persevering love. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for listening to these devotions, and please be welcome to share them with a friend. To me.